Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined today with the Chaos crew and our fabulous DM. Let's go around the horn.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Taluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Well, that was a fun one.
That was exciting.
Good to see everyone today.
Yeah, securing our business. Investments abound. Yeah.
Everybody interested in the business planning meta of D&D.
Just going to love that episode.
There's like one guy who's like, man, I hope the taco stand works from like 2 episodes ago.
Can they get, what the hell is his name, to buy in? The
Crud. Yeah, it was, again.
We don't want him buying in. We want to hire him on.
Well,
so that
he has to buy
over.
Into that idea, doesn't he?
I mean, we have to swindle him out of his space. At
we
some
already
point.
Did.
Wow.
Well, no, he's going to be a franchisee.
Immediately capitalist ideals injected.
What did I name that fucking guy? Philp?
Yeah. Philp. I can see the, what's his name?
Like, you've been so good at improv and you just can't come up with a normal ass name.
Philp the plus one guy.
Well, no, what's funny is I had written under his token, I wrote the name of the shop, which is like Firebelly Armory. And I was like, okay, that's all I need. And then I completely forgot. And I was like, okay.
They're definitely going to ask his name.
Sometimes you guys don't ask anyone's name.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't ask the potion shop guy's name.
Nope. Yeah. Immediately after. And that guy had a name.
What was his name?
Yeah, what was
irrelevant.
His name?
He got his book and potion.
Yeah. Most of the time with like when I have to come up with a name on the spot, I think of a normal name and just say it wrong. So I was like Philip, but worse. Philip. Yeah, the
I don't like
guy.
The fact that I have now been established that I'm created and not in the regular sexy way.
You don't know that. Yeah, you don't know you're created.
I mean, my buddy,
maybe you're like
we found you in
maybe
a rock.
You're like the mother dough based.
Oh,
all of that.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm gonna stop predicting shit because I keep getting it right.
Get out of here, Eric.
What did I clock?
You did something else today. Yeah,
yeah,
too.
What did I?
It was fucking Zarn was the name of the potion shop.
Gross.
Yeah. Zarn. Fuck him.
Yeah.
And Zarn. His book.
Fucking the fucking fetus now. Piece of shit.
Yeah, that was a kobold alchemist stat block. What was it? What was the fucking goo's name? It was just Goop, right?
Goop.
I think it was Goop, yeah.
Goop was a ooze alchemist apprentice, which I just found in one of the books and I thought was really funny. Just that they can either, if they're holding a potion, they can either absorb it, just steal the potion.
Is there a purple Mountain Dew?
I was just thinking about that. I'm certain there's a purple one, by the way.
Yeah, but what's it called?
I think, isn't it Blackout?
Voodoo?
No, I think it's Blackout, isn't it? When you... if you like pour Blackout out, I think
it's purple.
I think it's like purple. I think it's like a dark purple.
All right,
I was like, I put it in and I was like, okay, if they try to like basically liberate this ooze.
Oh, it was the
there's a purple thunder.
Yeah, purple thunder.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There was, he had a trait called
stage name.
Purple thunder.
He had a trait called perishable. The oozes don't fare well in sunlight and don't easily endure the rigors of travel.
It's the expiration date on the bottle of Mountain Dew.
if it's exposed to direct sunlight for a minute, or if it spends a mile away from his birthplace, has to succeed on a DC 12 con save or die. So I was like,
you know what?
I can see it happening
is like someone is trying to recreate you.
Yeah.
To like, but it's like imperfect.
That's the, because I'm like, oh God, I can't go too far from where I came from. I came from space, goddammit.
Yeah.
We're in space, technically.
Yeah, I've been waiting to drop a little more Glebnor lore. I feel like you think you like getting away with no backstory, and I'm like, no, I'm putting it in there. I'm not letting you get away with it.
Specifically, I'm two, so I don't have to do any hard work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just a dad.
There is a Professor Glickolak.
I know. What the fuck is this?
I got plans.
Daddy's right in my... Well,
I get incredibly long-term plans. I'm just starting to plant those little baby seeds.
They're growing in my mind.
It's going to be a Yondu situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't like that.
I'm going to go sacrifice myself to save you.
Flo's Crossbows. That was just a funny name. If you guys had wanted crossbows, you could have got them from there. But
I think we all.
I was going to go sell my crossbows, but we didn't have time.
Nope. I forgot you had a little light hand crossbow.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I have the hand crossbow, a light cross, or whatever the next one up is, and then I have the heavy crossbow. So I have three crossbows that I can get rid of. But
do you have like dual weapon handling?
Two weapon fighting.
I have two weapon fighting.
Does that count for like
as long as I have the the next one is considered a light weapon, which is the
the
hand crossbow.
I know D&D rules.
Yeah. Honestly, I've said it before. I hate the bonus action rules for D&D. I think they're lame. I think if you want to make a bonus action weapon attack and not get your little modifier, fucking go nuts. I don't give a shit what you're using. What are you going to do? Like, at the most, like, I don't know. It just, to me, I'm like, if you have a free bonus action, you want to make a little attack, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, come after him in the comments, please.
Yeah, please do. We need the engagement. That was a fun one, though. I'm so glad you guys immediately were like, okay, get the necklace offer, because good lord, did I was like, this is if they're like, I wanted to punish you guys if you just were straight up like, we're going to fight every single person in this fucking alleyway.
Wow, that was actually exactly what I had in mind.
Yeah. I wanted to fucking snatch the necklace before we even got into it.
I feel like I'm not creative enough to play D&D.
Not at all. No, not at all.
Shut up, music man.
Yeah, my creativity's poured into
play us
things.
A ditty.
I will. I'm going to come up with a whack-ass bass line for that.
Please
for that
do.
Scene. It's gonna be like
fucking Seinfeld.
I said whack.
Yeah,
that doesn't fit in.
I can't play slap. So
for Kimmy, I used the Fexed stat block. If anyone's trying to use this at home, I took away her multi attack because it was a little too strong.
What are we doing, a let's play?
So the Eldritch Bass was her guitar attack. Basically, if that had hit, it did 2d6+2 slashing damage. +3d10 force damage.
Jesus Christ.
And she had a ranged version, like a baseline attack she could like shoot at somebody, and that did 4d10+3 force damage.
Fuck that.
Golly.
So yeah,
that would outright like almost killed me.
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes when you're like DMing, it's like the goofier kill the them. Players are, you have to go even harder on the combat. It's like there has to be like a wacky balance, I think, with that sometimes. Because if you guys are having too much fun in combat, it's like there's never any moment of like tension.
I feel that.
Fair you know,
enough.
Like
so kill us.
I need to.
Well, that's going to be tough.
Well, me. I mean, he almost killed me once. So
yeah. Oh, I remember.
It's good to sometimes, you know.
In D&D, I was rolling like trash today.
You got to get knocked to zero every once in a while. It feels. See, again, I've played Barbarian a lot, so I like getting my fucking teeth kicked in when I'm playing D&D. To me, it's cooler.
No, yeah, be, like, totally. I agree.
Rocked.
I think like it makes the combat more dramatic, and it makes that part of the game more important.
Sick.
Yeah. I mean, I am the Barbarian, but I'm also the Rogue.
Yeah. Usually, if I'm going
to disengage,
I'm going to throw like a harder enemy at you guys. I always like to I try to balance it a little bit, and then I usually try to give you guys a way to like skip the fight in a certain sense. Like you didn't have to
like hang gliding over a battlefield.
Not like that. Because like if you had fought her straight up,
momentum is my engine.
She had 60 hit points and 17 AC, so she would have been like a really hard fight by herself.
Channel divinity right there.
Yeah,
and just explode light on her.
Yeah. But yeah, like, we also
I was gonna say, like, every time we get a scratch, we're like, back to Sloobledrip. Returning to your save point in an RPG or something.
Pretty much. Yeah, I do. It is very, it's honestly, a part of it is on me for the way I designed the world a little bit, where I'm like, there is a safe village you can go back to at any time.
But it does make it funny, like, in my mind, to like run by the dock master and like, hey guy, and like sit back like, hey dude. Yeah.
I don't believe you that Sloobledrip is a safe town.
I already did it to you once. Wouldn't it be insane if I burned down a home village twice? You know, like
actually that would be really funny. It'd be like every safe spot
not
as
again.
We progress. They just keep getting
burned. Oh, come on!
I wouldn't do that to Meemaw.
You gotta set up Taqueria again.
So
you gotta save the Taqueria first.
Oh. And then we gotta remember we can't put them inside each other.
Yep.
Yeah, Crud's secondhand sandwiches.
Crud, really, it's about to be Meemaw's Taqueria.
Really needs a makeover. Crud needs some help.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna use the gold that we steal from these people on this one.
I should have role-played more like, yeah, you guys don't want to mess around with Crud. Like,
this and then you eat the fucking scotch tape loaf?
Yeah, that's where it's easy to get cheap food.
Yeah.
It's like the dollar menu. I spent exactly one silver on that scotch tape and pimento sandwich.
That killed me that like Theo got a nat one and noticed the worst vendor on the whole street. So funny.
Yeah, looking around like there's like shiny, like really well slinging like noodle places.
Oh, totally.
Like, what if we eat here?
Yeah. What about Crud? Huh?
Crud sounds appetizing.
It's got a catchy name.
the secondhand sandwich. Come on.
Yeah, I love how this,
he's Crud Jr.
Crud Sr.
has been going on with this thing Crud's, that's been keeping them going.
Crud Sr. was a staple of the community, beloved.
Yeah, Crud Sr. Crud Jr. owns probably, that space outright. He's not paying rent on it.
Not at all.
It's a generational institution.
Yeah. It was probably Crud's first-hand sandwiches, and then Junior and took over.
The kid takes over. He's lazy. He doesn't know what it's good. It's
like Come on, down to Crud's. Get yourself a kind of a sandwich.
Yeah. It's like a nepotistic establishment. Yeah, exactly. He didn't really have the passion for the first.
Yeah, that's why like you guys don't have to feel guilty about taking over Crud's business. He didn't really earn it in the first place.
You know, a lot of the shopkeepers in this episode were not very sympathetic.
Mm-mm. No.
What are you talking about?
No, yeah.
The plus one guy was so fair and quick.
Well, yeah, that guy did all right.
He was just very indifferent.
But I will say you were like planning to steal from the potion guy before he was less sympathetic. I was like, guys, what are we? You're just gonna steal from everyone? Yeah. I live down here. I got a reputation.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to associate with you. You can say I don't know these guys and walk
away.
We're
about to perform a
under
show
the cover
together.
Of darkness. CCTV. Right.
You also got a heist rogue. The rock.
Got to heist a rock. Got to find me a electric triangle. So I got to
find the best kazoo in Supple Drip.
I got to get a ham bone amp.
This is going to be the most experimental band ever. Yeah.
Real progressive.
Yeah.
It's like when Rush was getting real weird, like multiple albums in.
Yeah. This is going to be the helter skelter of Cosmo's career.
Well, yeah. The other thing, too, is like back home and like Tidagol, you had like all these nice, like well-mannered shopkeeps that were like part of a community. This is like a you're in the fucking hellion quarter.
It's like street meat.
Yeah, it's like they're not really as friendly as you know.
Chaluga?
And it's also these are kind of my East Coast dwarves, basically. So they had to be have a little rough and tumble edge to them, you know.
You're gonna play kazoo in this band, right?
Yeah, or vocals.
Okay.
No, you do have a beautiful
I gotta
voice.
Spread the word of Bleebly somehow.
Yeah. We can. Duel. You can do the clean vocals and I'll do the harsh ones.
Bleebly!
Bleebly!
Yeah, there's going to be... I don't know how the hell this battle of bands
is going to
go.
I don't even know what instrument we're going to have me play, but...
Well, that's your triangle.
Yeah. I mean, if that's a thing, I was just
what did you
around.
Say, Rye? The idea of pulling a trigger is like playing bass.
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah.
We talked about that. We just got our bass player back, so...
Yeah, I don't know what the future...
Keys?
Could.
Yeah, it's not like Lawrence is good at piano.
I know, actually.
Pio is good.
Glenmore would be amazing on piano. He has so many pseudopods. You can play both sides.
It'd be 88 fingers.
Tickle the ivory.
He doesn't know what hand boning is. For all he knows, he turns into a full-ass drum kit.
Yeah, true.
Oh, it would be cool if he turned into a drum kit and then you played him like Flubber.
We did establish that I'm a Jaeger pilot.
Yeah, I also wanted to kind of start it off where... Stormcrawlers have a pretty fucking nefarious little plan here. They're using their music to control the crystal dwarves. They have that ability now that with their little crystal picks, they can...
Music's a powerful tool, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see.
It's a more powerful tool.
Bleebly!
Sledgehammer to the forehead.
And guns.
Yeah.
When they hit.
Short.
We'll fix that somehow.
I'm just tinkering with it like a motherfucker.
Can you get prone to
it's clearly
stabilize?
Something wrong with the gun.
It had to be the gun. You know, I got to work on it.
It is funny. I love that Theo is such a badass in combat, but almost every time there's a weird hazard or a group, he just gets smashed around. Yeah. Shit is so funny to me. I remember in the first arc, there were so many times you just got splashed with gears.
Yep.
So funny. I love that you were trying to get through the crowd. There's just mad dudes just elbowing you and trying to pull a gun out. It's just so funny.
Fuck.
Yeah, Theo's had a very wild arc too. It's lost his ponytail at first. Yeah.
Wasn't happy about that.
Yeah,
it's back.
God, those fucking mending. Those violent shots and the sharpshooter shots though—they're so scary. Because when you start lining all your abilities up, I'm like, please don't hit, please don't hit, please don't hit, please don't hit.
I mean, and for you to be trench coat, cowboy hat, gunslinger, and to just play the electric triangle. Like, I'm like torn whether I want you to do that for the bit or if I want to make you play bass just because you'll look cooler. Which one do I want?
What's Kimmy gonna do if he's playing bass?
I mean, she's fucking knocked out cold.
Yeah, she's got her own set of problems right now.
We're about to wake her up.
I could play a bass kazoo.
I can't even like do that with my voice.
Yeah,
you can play Theo that. You know, just that piano can become the that sexy has sax like man. The tube to make it sound like 8-bit.
Oh yeah, like the Peter Frampton shit.
Yeah.
An option.
You feel like I feel. All right.
Perfect.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in the last talk back too. Like, I felt bad at the last episode because like you guys kind of played this arc a little crazy. I had like kind of a rough outline and you guys like kind of squiggled things around for me a little bit.
Oh, weird.
So yeah, like every time. But yeah, I'm like, there wasn't like a ton for Cosmo to do in the last session because it was so heavy on you guys' role play.
Right.
So I was like, we gotta put Kimmy in right away. Yeah. Like you need a goal like right in front of you, I think.
Yeah.
That kind of like pushed you more into what the hell's going on with these guys.
Yeah, and you know, I try not to be attracted to your NPC characters.
I know. I can't help it.
But like, listen, the both like the librarian and the punk look both do it for me.
Yeah, I know.
Little like a hot devil woman.
Yeah. This episode I gave you both.
Yeah.
It was like a before and after makeover of your two types. So funny. All right. Oh, hell yeah. Well, good stuff. Everyone get your kazoos ready because we're going back to Slooble Drip next episode.
Yes.
Chorus of
my
kazoos.
People.
My people.
Yeah. Let me fucking get my vocal cords warmed up for doing A, Frick's voice. B, Yahoodle's fucking high-ass voice.
Good old Yahoodle.
I can't wait to be Uncle Gulp.
Oh, yeah. You can get some lessons in while we're over there.
I guess. Yeah. I was pretty slippery back there.
You were slippery.
Yeah.
It's a feature.
It is.
Well, gang, Mark, take us out if you would.
All right. Well, as always, I like to thank everybody who's tuned in for listening. And again, if you're listening to this and not the main show, what the fuck is wrong with you? But anywho, from the bottom of my gluey Glebnor heart, I thank you. I love you. Rate, review, subscribe. YouTube. There's a lot of people on there watching this. Subscribe.
Like and comment.
Like and comment.
Smash that fucking bell button.
Smash that bell.
Yeah. There's things you gotta do, please. I'm asking nice. And as always, make sure you support us by spreading the word of Bleebloy. Go out. Do your own pilgrimage. Tell everybody you know. Wear it loud. Wear it proud.
Mark, what's the status of the house?
We're gonna lose it! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.